And away you go, and good luck, guys.
So, hi there, everyone. This is Leah Collins for Wirral Wave Radio today. I have Carl Tomlinson in the studio with me, the Senior Director for Wirral Joint Services Club. So, hi, Carl. Thank you very much for being here today. How are you feeling?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good, yes. That's great. Let's just jump right into it. I mean, tell me more about the aims of the organisation and obviously your role within that as well.
Well, we used to have a bunch of veterans used to meet up in a local pub a couple of times a month. And we always talked about how good it would be to have our own premises. Fortunately, the old Royal Air Force Association Social Club in Wallasey Village became available around about March 2022. So we thought, yeah, let's take it over and try and run that as a veterans club. So that's what we do. And the idea is that we have a safe space for veterans to go to. But we also use it as a focal point for all veterans on the Wirral. You know, if they've got problems, they can come to us. If we can't deal with their problems straight away, then we can signpost them to the relevant specialist in that field or whatever it is. As well as that, though, there is organisations out there, bigger charities that offer help and support, but sometimes there's lots of hoops for people to go through, and it's not immediate. What we try to do is give immediate support to people who need it, and that could be anything from a food bank to topping up their gas or electric, helping people with their, who've got no white goods or furniture, that sort of thing. That's what we try to do. Immediate help while they're waiting for the bigger charities to kick in.
Mm-hmm. I see. And obviously you're completely volunteer-based as well. How does the organisation go about getting funding? Is it purely from the council or do you just run on volunteers?
Well, we're all volunteers at the club, and some of the volunteers have their own day jobs to do as well. We get absolutely no government funding whatsoever. The only funding we get is through donations or sponsorship. We have quite a large function room in on the premises, which we hire out, and that's sort of like our main income. It's got a fully licensed bar. We can do full catering, so it's quite popular. Most weekends we hire that out, and that's where our money comes from. We have a couple of local businesses who sponsor us to a point, but it's just the profits from what we make, obviously less any overheads. We still got rent, gas, electric, all the usual things. Once all that's paid for, every penny we've made will go to helping a veteran out there somewhere.
And roughly how many veterans over the years that you've been working with the organisation would you say that you've managed to reach and help?
We're reaching out every week. It may not be obvious to some of our members, because obviously we don't advertise that somebody needs help, because veterans are very, very slow in coming forward. It's pride, and sometimes we have to try and identify the people who need it. They're not always going to come forward and ask, so we have to be very, I don't know what the word is, observant. We have to look hard to see who needs the help. Some will come and say, hey, I need help, but certainly we deal with people every week.
And I guess kind of what inspired you directly to get involved with the organisation?
For me, simple. I'd spent almost 44 years with the MOD, 34 of those in uniform, and the last 10 as a retired officer. And when I moved back to the Wirral, it was sort of like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
But the formation of this club has given me a focus, and people do understand, if you're helping others, you're helping yourself as well.
Yeah, Definitely.
So that's my motivation.
Definitely, definitely. And would you say there was kind of a large demographic for veterans based on the world that do need this help? Are there other services that are available? Was that something that you kind of encountered when you were setting up the organisation? Almost. Sorry, I don't know what that question was.
I don't know what that
we'll phrase
was.
That again. So when you were setting up the organisation, did you find that there was a lack of services on the Wirral available for these veterans? Was that something that kind of came into play?
Not so much that it's not available, because the help is there. But like I alluded to earlier, sometimes some of these bigger organisations, there's a lot of form filling, interviews, working out, you know, what they're getting paid, or you know what money they're on. Mm. And you know, there's hoops to go through. We provide immediate support. They don't have any hoops to jump through with us. Somebody can come to us today, and by the end of the day we could go and put money on their gas or electric meter. Mm. Tomorrow we could probably get a food pass around to their house. It's that immediate support that we're there for. And then some people, although the organisations are out there, they don't know who to go to for which. So we've got people who'll sit down with them, go through what their issues are, and direct them to the right people. Mm-hmm. So signposting is a key part as well.
Absolutely. So I'm aware that you've selected some music for us today. If you'd like to introduce your first song, we will head to our first music break.
Well, it's simple for me. It's Dire Straits with Brothers in Arms.
Amazing. So we've got Dire Straits with Brothers in Arms. First up from Carl. So welcome back to Wirral Wave Radio. I'm here with Carl today. We've just played Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms, which was Carl's own request. Tell me more about kind of the thought process behind selecting that song.
Well, it's simple. Any ex-military veteran, we talk about each other as being brothers. You know, it's a bigger family. We've all got families, but this is a big family, and we are brothers.
Mm, absolutely. So I guess leading back to the organisation itself, tell me a little bit more about the team behind you. Are you committee based?
Yeah, we have a small committee. We have three main directors. I'm fully retired. The other two both work full time. Also on the committee, we have a community champion, because as well as veterans, we've extended our support out to the local community. You know, we like to get them involved as well. So we have a community champion. We have a counsellor, who's our patron, which is our link into local government. Mm. So we use him because he knows the way around the council, that sort of thing. And we have a veterans representative who sits on the committee, putting forward from a veterans point of view. Mm. So it's a small committee with quite a big job to do, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you mentioned the organisation was founded in March 2022. So you mentioned that the organisation was founded in March 2022. Have you found that the committee and the team behind you has grown since then?
It's changed. Mm. We've had to manipulate a few of the positions, but we've developed into this committee that we have now. And this is the one that works. So,
Absolutely. And maybe you could just tell me a bit more about kind of any current events that you've put on, specifically this year for the Wirral Joint Services Club.
Through the summer, because we've tried to engage with the local community, we sort of try to put family orientated events on weekends. We've recently done a Halloween event. We've done a bonfire night, fireworks display, which was very well attended. You know, over 800 people.
Wow.
Well, it was free, so it was good. I say free because local businesses actually donated all the fireworks that we needed for the evening. So this is engaging with the community, but the community helping us as well. So, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. We've done Christmas markets, so that was well attended. and on Christmas Day we've got Christmas dinners for veterans who would normally be at home on their own. And again, people have donated the cost of those meals so that these veterans can go and have Christmas dinner with people, with friends, and it's not going to cost them anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's truly inspiring to see an organisation that was so recently founded to see such growth in this period of time. I mean, the fact that local businesses are choosing to get involved is truly inspiring, and it gives back to the community as well. Speaking more personally now, Carl, could you tell me about maybe a success story that's resonated with yourself personally?
The several success stories, you know, since opening, but recently... we've had a veteran, he's struggling to get out the house. So thinking about it, how are we going to help him? The obvious choice was to try and get a mobility scooter, but obviously they cost money. Somebody mentioned going to Bongo Bingo, which I did, sent them an email. And yeah, they were fantastic. Mm-hmm. They donated the mobility scooter, which we then... So, like, the next day, able to take round to this guy's house. Mm. And just to see the pure joy on his face, thinking, yeah, great, I can get out again. Mm. That, you know, that's what does it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. That's a wonderful story. That's not something that you hear about every day. On that note, we are going to go to our second music break of the interview. So would you like to introduce the song that you've picked for this afternoon?
I'm not sure whether to do the come together or he ain't heavy. I think he ain't heavy, yeah. But that is that a repetition of the brother theme? No.
Well, not really, because Band of Arms is Band of Brothers. You come together as well, isn't it? So
important.
You
should
do that. Oh, keeping on the same theme, I'm
going to
pick.
Yeah.
I like it.
Of course. So, Carl, we're going to go to our second music break of the interview now. Would you like to introduce the song that you've picked?
Well, keeping on the same theme, as I said earlier, about the brothership of the veterans, I would go for He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
That's a wonderful choice. Here is He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. So we're back with Wirral Wave Radio. I am with Carl Tomlinson this afternoon, and we've just had his second song, He Ain't Heavy, Here's My Brother. Tell me more about your pick. Oh, sorry. It's okay. So I'll rephrase that question. So tell me more about what inspired you to pick that song. Is that okay? So we're back with Wirral Wave Radio this afternoon. I'm with Carl Tomlinson, and we've just gone to our second music break, He Ain't Heavy, Here's My Brother. Carl, tell me more about what inspired you to pick that particular song.
Well, I mentioned earlier about all veterans being brothers.
Absolutely.
But this particular song, it's a thought that's in my head at the moment, is to do a charity fundraising event where He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. So something like walking up Snowdon with a weighted bergen, which is the weight of a brother, and we'll use that as try and raise funds for the club.
Absolutely. And if someone was interested in getting involved with the event, how would they be able to contact yourself and the organisation?
Well, obviously we have our Facebook page, which is the Wirral Joint Services Club community page. We have a website, the Wirral Joint Services Club Limited, ltd.org.uk. And obviously we have email, Wirral Joint Services Club Limited @gmail.com. People can go on to that, get in touch with us through any of those means. Because as you say, we're always looking for people to get involved, volunteers. We do our own maintenance of the building. So... any tradesmen out there who want to get involved, who could offer time or whatever, are always welcome. Local businesses who want to just donate or even sponsor, we're always looking for that. Every penny we make, as I say, goes to helping veterans on the Wirral.
That That's great. I mean, so anyone looking to get involved with the Rural Joint Services Club are encouraged to contact the Facebook, the web page, or the email. And I will repeat these at the end of the interview as well for the audience. So, Carl, going back to the organisation itself, what do you believe sets it apart from perhaps similar and veteran-focused charities?
Well, the first thing about ours is we're a joint services. You know, you have other groups that are single service specific or unit specific. This one is joint services. We like to include all the blue light services, although I know some of the blue light services have their own sort of clubs, but this is a local one that they can get involved in. And, you know, that's what sets us aside. The fact that we can help people straight away without having to go through hoops or anything is another step, you know, in our favour, I think. So.
Absolutely. And I guess we're coming up to Christmas time as well. Where would you like to see the organisation in terms of growth by next Christmas?
This is our second year. And already we've seen quite a good growth. What would be nice is lots more attendance at the club, because obviously it's those profits that give us the funding to help veterans. We've started to engage a lot more with the local community, local businesses. I'd like to see that develop. I think there's a lot more that can be done there. And to use our club as a sort of focus for other groups, where they could come, use our premises and use it as a meeting point to bring veterans and community together.
Amazing. And just remind our listeners of the address of the venue itself as well.
Yeah, it's the Joint Services Club in St George's Road, Wallasey Village.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So we're going to go to our third music break, our third and final music break of the interview. So Carl, would you like to introduce your third and final song of this afternoon?
We're on the Wirral, so the Beatles, Come Together.
Of course. Here is Come Together by the Beatles. Great. I think I've got one more question. Is there anything else you'd like me to ask before we end as well?
What else have I got?
You can phrase that way as well. I'll just say, I think I've not asked you about that. You'd like to tell us about?
Yeah.
The only thing I think we haven't covered on here is the membership, where it's not just veterans. I want the local community to be.
Okay, so I'll say. So, hi, Carl. In terms of membership, who is this organisation aimed towards? And then you can have the chance to say veterans and the local community. Okay. Hi everyone, we are back and we've just had Come Together by the Beatles, an absolute classic that was selected by Carl Tomlinson this afternoon. So Carl, in terms of the organisation itself, who would you say it was aimed towards? Is it purely veterans, or is it open to more the broader community as well?
It started off as aimed at veterans, but we have a lot more to offer, and to engage with local community is fantastic. So the membership is open to anybody. You don't have to be a veteran. All we ask is that people who do take membership and do attend the club, just bear in mind that for us, for some of the guys, it is a safe space to go to. So as long as they respect that, everybody's welcome.
Once again, you've heard it here, folks. The membership for the Rural Joint Services Club is open to anyone at the moment, and that includes bars, activities, and the help that they offer as well. So finally, how can people contact yourself, the organisation, to get involved? Just remind the listeners of that as well.
Through our Facebook or website or email addresses.
So any information, anyone looking for further information to get involved with the organisation directly, can contact them through their Facebook site, the Rural Joint Services community page, their website and email address as well. And those are ruraljointservicesltd.org.uk or ruraljointservicesltd@gmail.com as well. Carl, thank you very much. You've been absolutely brilliant on air. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners out there?
Nope.
Absolutely.
Absolutely nothing.
That's it. Wonderful. Thank you very much. This has been Leah Collins with Wirral Wave Radio. I hope everyone has a brilliant afternoon.
Guys, well done, guys.
Did I say them? Was that correct?
No.
Was it not?
You missed the clubhouse. Joint Services Club.
Ah, okay.
Community.
I'll quickly re-record that last bit now, if that's
just
okay.
Press the space bar again,
so.
Okay.
I was trying to point to it, but you.
Sorry.
No,
so,
okay.
What I'll do, I'll ask the question again then. No. How about to go about it? Okay. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. So, anyone looking to get involved with the Wirral Joint Services Club can get involved via their Facebook directly. That's Wirral Joint Services Club community page. They also have a website, ruraljointservicesclubltd.org.uk. That's ruraljointservicesclubltd.org.uk. And they have their email address, ruraljointservicesclubltd@gmail.com as well. So anyone looking to get involved with the organisation can do so directly through those links. Thank you. That's 21 minutes, 26
Bruce,
seconds. So
that's the time you put the music in.
Yes.
We'll get it easily in 20. Just press that space bar, it'll stop it. That's great. Thank you, Carl. That
was the only all right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'll give him a business card so when you need to tell us more about what's going on, get back in touch. And I've got your details now. So once we've done the edit, we'll get back in touch with you. Give you the date that's going to go out, give you a copy of it, and then get people to listen in, as many as you can.
Yeah.
Good.
Amazing.
And if we get funding out of this, even better.
We're all chasing the scarce pennies out there. We're like you, we don't get anything off anyone, not even the government. During COVID, we're classed as essential workers, so we could come in, you know, obviously observing COVID restrictions, but we didn't get a penny out of that.
Yeah.
Council, forget about it with the council.
Yeah.
But you know, we're self-funded and our members pay just a small fee every month, and that's how we get by. And we get sponsors now and again. We're moving to a new studio as well, down in Argyle Street, you know, with the regeneration of Birkenhead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's going to become a one-way street from the roundabout by the tunnel through to Hamilton Square. So we're moving into the old housing.